Hi, I'm Eric Dewey from the Socially Awkward Studios, Science and Beer, and Her Majesty's Secret Podcast, and you're listening to another proud presentation of the Four Eyed Radio Network. Check out more shows at foureyedradio.com. Hey there, Eric here from Socially Awkward Studios, and this Four Eyed Radio presentation is being proudly brought to you by Raven Designs, illustration and design that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit ravencruise.com.
Previously on Ranger Command Power Hour.
I never know what day it is. Are you kidding me?
It's all that caffeine. You've had too much caffeine, yes. Maybe.
You don't even know where you are right now.
I don't.
She's in the Morphin Grid.
Like, what kid didn't want to be a Power Ranger?
I think for me, when I admit, I kind of hated Justin a little bit.
It was really subpar. Mystic Force, bleh, whatever. But I love it.
We just need two more people and we can make a cosplay team.
For what it's worth.
No.
It's the Ranger Command Power Hour.
Today on the Power Hour, Episode 3, Rangers Talkin' Toy Fair, recorded on February 21st, 2014. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four Eyed Radio Network. It's time to ranger up with your hosts. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie B47.
I'm AP, also known as Secret Ranger Fan.
And I'm Zach, also known as the Cinema Slob.
This episode is brought to you by America Joy Print Shop, official sponsor of the Four Eyed Radio Network. For high quality business cards, flyers, banners, cut vinyl, and more, visit AmericaJoy.com. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. With us, we have a special guest co-host that is joining us today. Let's say welcome to Chris, aka Mr. Yellow.
Hello, Ranger Nation. How are you?
Hey. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I know we have a lot to talk about today.
So much.
So
spoilers.
So much.
Spoiler alert. This might be a big one.
Yeah.
So
it's the big one.
It's probably the Ranger Command Power Hour and a half.
Every podcast has that one episode where it's like a mega cast. Yeah. Super mega cast.
Oh.
No.
Super
mega.
No.
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 All right, so let's get right into it.
Please. This is my favorite story. I'm just so excited about this.
Okay. Wow. Calm down.
I can't help it. It's Dino Charge, man.
No, gave it away. Spoilers. Okay, the big Dino Charge announcement, which happened the day of our last episode being released. Dino Charge.
Okay, so yeah, last episode we were speculating. They could do Go Busters. They could skip over Go Busters. I've heard theories and there's rumors. And then like that morning, oh, hey, we're skipping Go Busters, going right to Kyoryuger into, we're kind of calling it Dino Charge.
Saban was listening.
And then I started crying. And I still am. I'm still crying.
I'm crying happy tears.
Don't cry.
No. Aww. No, I'm with AP. Go Busters was awesome. That would have made a fun Power Rangers.
I'm sorry. I gave Go Busters 10 episodes, and well, I just could
you
not.
You should have went for a
couple more. Well, all the great
stuff
happened on episode 11.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It had a yellow spy-themed ranger.
That was a rabbit.
Are you kidding me?
It was a bunny.
I couldn't get into it. Maybe I'll have to go back and rewatch it to see what everybody's going on about. But I gave it 10 episodes, and after 10 episodes, I was like, this isn't hooking me. I don't care about these characters. I don't care about anything they're doing. I'm done.
Oh, you didn't even get to... God, I can't remember what episode that... Jin and Jay showed up.
Oh, yeah, they were awesome.
Jay would have been like a crazy drunk Robo Knight. Really?
That's what Power Rangers needed.
Yeah.
So
we already have Rappin' Robo Knight.
Which should be erased from our memories entirely.
Was that figure that Bandai didn't release?
Oh, we'll get to that a little bit later. So, Dino Charge.
I am so excited.
I am not.
I don't care.
I think we got the Spectrum covered.
I have mixed feelings because I'm kind of on the fence because I really wish they didn't skip Go Busters. But at the same time, It's dinosaurs. It's cool. I just started watching Kyoruger. It's really fun, and I'm liking it. I'm in episode 5. This is unprecedented in a lot of ways, because now we know that Saban can potentially skip Sentai seasons, because they're doing it, without Toei going crazy. And we had this announcement before this season even premiered.
I believe that's a first.
That's a first in Power Rangers. Supposedly it was done to make the announcement before any of the fans could announce it. Or that's scoop it.
Certainly what it seems like. It was very conveniently timed.
Yeah, it's just, it's very weird to me that they would release it before their new show has even aired yet. It
seems kind of like they're circumventing their own show, but well.
Well, apparently Super Mega Force premiere got 2.1 million views, which is really good compared to what it has been.
Yeah, it was a Super Mega premiere.
No, stop.
No.
That's no.
I'm going to start banning that phrase.
All right.
But yeah, Dino Charge, seems like it's doing its own story different from the Sentai. It kind of sounds like a weird mix of Dino Thunder meets Operation Overdrive. The whole...
Well, you said, Eric, that you're only 5 episodes in on Kyoryuger?
Yes.
The press release for Dino Charge is actually referencing a storyline that comes into play, I want to say somewhere around the teens in Kyoryuger, where they have to find these stones in order to revive the ultimate Zord Bragigas, which is a giant Brachiosaur, and they have to find these amber pieces to awaken him. So that seems like that's what the Americans are going to adapt instead of the first 10 or so episodes of, you know, Kyoryuger. You don't really have much of a story. You just kind of have, here's fun samba dancing dino rangers that fight, you know, emotion enemies. But once they kick in with the story of, oh, here's these stones and they have to stop.
And well, they kind of hinted at the stone because the Red Ranger already has one.
Yeah, he has one that was given to him by his father that always kind of glimmers and glows. And yeah, they realize that, oh, this is one of the stones. We need to find the rest of these. They're taking that aspect of it, and that's what they're adapting.
And I kind of like in Kyoruger, and this might be spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it, but I kind of like how the first few episodes, they don't really know each other at all, and they're discovering their own identities. It's like they're all kind of individual.
Yeah.
And they don't know that each other are Rangers, and then they start finding out and becoming a team.
Yeah, that was an interesting dynamic as well that I enjoyed.
Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen next year, so be ready to charge up with Dino Charge or whatever marketing phrase they're going to use.
Yeah.
Stop. No. I'm just worried that apart from the apparently record-breaking sales that Kyoryuger had in Japan, that apart from that, they also saw, oh my god, dinosaurs again, MMPR, nostalgia, da-da-da-da, we can do this again. I just really, really don't want that to be the case.
We speculated this on last episode, but I was sure they were going to save Kyoryuger for the 25th anniversary, because it just makes sense. If they did a 2-year Go Buster adaption, the toy line may not support it because it wasn't that successful in Japan. But if they continued with this 2-year trend for Power Rangers, granted, we'd get further and further behind in the Sentai, but that would have been perfect for the Kyoryuger Dino Charge adaption to be the 25th anniversary season. Because then let's go nuts with dinosaurs again.
Well, the thing is, though, the line for Go Busters didn't think it would fill out the whole year, or the whole 2 years. The Kyoryuger one, it seems so large that it could fill 2-3 years, you know, with all the possible Judenshi you could release and, you know, everything like that.
Well, we'll get into this when we talk into our Toy Fair discussion. And all right. I'll get into a little bit more about the gimmick thing and what I heard from, you know, one of the Bandai reps. Needless to say, Super Mega Force premiered. Quickly, what were your guys' thoughts on the premiere?
It was super mega awesome.
Oh.
I had to do it.
Was it a super mega win?
Oh, God, no. I hate you all.
Super mega for the win.
Okay, apart from the obvious overuse of Super Mega, I thought they adapted the first two episodes really well. The fights really blended together.
I was live tweeting as I watched it streaming on the website. I loved the use of the team like roll call as they morphed during the first half of the episode. But then like they immediately forgot it in the second half of the episode. And I was like, well, that's dumb. Either see it through or don't do it at all.
Oh, you mean when they change into the red legendary rangers?
Well, like when they... Oh God, it's been so long now since I've seen the episode. I can't even remember. When they turned into the Mystic Force Rangers, they said...
Yes, magical,
magical source. Magical Mystic Force. And I was like, that's awesome. They need to do that with every team. And then the second half of the episode, they were like, SPD Rangers, go! And I was like, that's not... No.
I was like, yeah, at least do SPD Emergency.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there were people saying that they're like, oh, yeah, they said it, but it was just, you know, the explosion covered it up, and I'm like, no, they did not say it.
Yeah. I was disappointed. I was like, you know, that was really cool that they did that. Like, either see the trend through or don't do it at all. Like, don't half it.
Yeah. This leads into our next piece of news, because hours ago, as we record this, the Power Rangers official YouTube updated with a new clip from the latest episode that's airing on Saturday, Earth Fights Back, the new clip called Power Rangers Super Mega Force Bring On the New Powers. In it, Gosei informs them, Rangers, you've now unlocked new modes that have never been seen before on this planet. And then what do? They morph into Die Rangers.
That is a really big double-edged sword, I think.
So it's like, what? Suits that have never been seen in any Power Rangers ever, except for the White Ranger. But but what is going on?
I have nothing to say about this. Nothing.
But why? You're saying that you have nothing to say.
After. I start now.
I like it. I don't like the lack of explanation.
But Gosei explained it. He said,
no, Gosei is a troll.
There's a very good explanation for that.
Yeah, Gosei is a troll. Exactly what Chris just brought up. Hey, I'm usually the Black Ranger. Why am I suddenly green? Oh, there's a good explanation for that. Oh, but I can't explain because monsters are attacking Go. Hey, you are now Rangers that have never been seen on this planet before. Okay, who are they? Why do we have their powers? Something, anything. Throw us a bone here. I don't think he's Gosei. I think he's Troll Say.
To be fair, we haven't seen
Troll Say.
But to be fair, though, we haven't seen the entire episode. We've only seen a clip where he just briefly explains it.
Still feel we're not going to get an explanation because that whole clip is literally the Die Ranger fight from that Gokaiger episode.
Yeah.
And I just love how Gia screamed just as they were saying, Legendary Mode, and she's like, bring on the new powers! So it's like, are they Power Rangers Bring On the New Powers, or what?
that may be a worse team name than Super Mega Force, actually.
And going to get a little nerdy, because we are a Power Rangers podcast and we're all nerds. Mm-hmm. Technically, the RPM Rangers that they were morphing from are not from this planet. They're from an alternate Earth.
That's true. The whole continuity of it all is really just kind of screwy.
And
what's continuity?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's exactly my point, I guess.
Yeah, we had continuity when Rita became a Valley Girl, and then a few seasons later, she's Mystic Mother. So yeah.
Then Thrax happened.
Yeah, I didn't want Thrax to happen. That was just a bad night. So
she had a really bad headache that night.
It sounds like a really bad disease.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've got a cape to the thrax. Troll Say gave it to me.
Yeah. By the way, Ranger Nation, if Troll Say is not a meme by this week, I'm going to be very upset.
Remember, when you're talking about Ranger Command on Twitter, use hashtag Troll Say.
Yeah. Let's get Troll Say trending.
Troll Say what?
Yeah, putty. Oh,
no.
We've gone completely off the rails.
Well, apparently Power Rangers is off the rails now.
Apparently.
No, that's in 4 years. They'll be on the track.
Yeah. So
now anything is possible. Let's just use all the Sentai teams that were never here in America. Let's just do it.
I guess so.
They didn't even have to do it.
That's the thing. They didn't have to, but they did.
The footage called for it.
Laziness.
The footage didn't call for anything.
Like, they could have refilmed it. They could have refilmed the RPM Rangers. Yeah.
And there are so many other like clips from the Gokaiger that they could have put in there instead.
Yeah, they could use the Jetmen.
No. Rangers, use these powers about flying birds that I don't know. I'm Trollsay.
Haven't you heard that bird is the word?
Oh.
That's a super mega pun.
You know what? That's it. There's now a super mega jar in effect. The next person who says that phrase has to put a dollar in.
Okay. Too bad you don't know where I am.
Is it a virtual jar? Because I have PayPal.
Yeah, we'll make it a PayPal. The next person that says the SM phrase puts a dollar in.
That's not.
That sounded weird.
All right, so yes, Die Rangers, apparently. Yeah, let's wait till the episode, but I will tell you right now that we're probably never going to see that again, and it'll just be a WTF.
Maybe. Yeah, but we've seen, if you go by the shots that were shown in the marketing teasers, we also saw the Red Ranger, or Rio Ranger, too, in a couple of shots.
Yep, so that's going to happen.
Maybe Zordon stole the White Ranger from this group of Rangers.
But then it's Trolldon.
Zordon was a troll too. Mentors are trolls. Let's just get it out of the way.
Okay, one more point. I do like how he said Rangers not seen before on this planet, kind of indicating that there's Rangers more on different planets.
Yeah,
which kind of throws back to the Alien Rangers. But the Alien Rangers were seen on this planet, so I don't know.
And then Andros' team.
Right.
Because technically they're not human.
Well, so the powers were from KO-35.
Yeah, that's so, not Earth.
Boom. And the SPD, Space Patrol Delta, just saying.
When were they ever in space?
Two times.
That's not enough times.
Two whole times?
You know what? The
like a couple times.
Sometimes Space Patrol Delta. What?
I'm of two minds with this whole Die Ranger thing because from one side I look at it, you know, because I like Super Sentai and yes, it's awesome to see the you know this Die Ranger and everything like that. But there's also the Power Ranger side of me where it's like it's bad because they're not going to get as much focus on the actual Power Ranger teams that we could. But
yeah. They could have transformed into Lightspeed Rescue. They could have done that.
They should have.
They should have. They could have done anything, but then we get Die Rangers. Like, what?
They should just transform into Lightspeed Rescue the entire time.
It should be the second season of Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, Orion should just get stuck as the Titanium Ranger for the entire episode.
Yes.
I would be okay with that. I would be okay with that. I liked how, Chris, how you said the Super Sentai side of me, but then the Power Ranger side, it's like one of the Frosted Flake commercials.
Yeah, it's like
the Super Sentai side of me loves this, but the Power Ranger side is like WTF.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, it's good for world building purposes. You know, there's all these Ranger teams all over space fighting for different purposes because you can kind of take that and kind of expand Countdown to Destruction a little bit. If you like place all these different Ranger teams on different planets and whatever.
But here's the thing. It's like, don't give the fans something more than just letting the fans speculate. Officially say, oh yeah, these are the Power Rangers Star Force from the planet something. Like, just throw that line in there so we don't have 20 more years of fandom discussion and theories. Because that's what's going to happen.
There would be 20 more years of discussion anyway. Who are you kidding?
There's 20 more years in discussion if Boom is a Ranger or not, but...
All right, you ready? Here's my official... This is going to be the official canon now. I am speaking as a representative of this podcast saying that, okay, those Legendary Rangers are the Rangers that Zordon was going to create when he got out of the Time Warp and he used the White Ranger as a basis. And there, I think that covers every good plot hole.
Okay.
Except for Trollsay saying modes never seen before on this planet.
Right, because Zordon didn't make them on Earth. He made them when he was on his way back to Eltar.
Whoa. Okay. Official canon from Ranger Command Power Hour. You're welcome.
You fire that canon.
And on our last piece of news, a new Ranger key has been spotted. The Armored Red Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. This was from an advanced copy of the upcoming Diamond Comic Distributors Previews catalog. Which,
the funny thing about that key is it didn't even exist in Japan.
Yeah, it didn't.
No.
There is no Armored Red Ranger Japanese key. Otherwise, I would have it. Because I have all of them.
I have all the keys. Yeah, that key did not exist in Japan, so that's kind of interesting.
Granted, spoiler alert for Gokaiger, but the red Armored Ranger does show up in Gokaiger, but there wasn't a key for it.
It could have been one of those at the end of Gokaiger, they morphed into the Super Mode Rangers, so they had some type of super key. We never saw them.
That's true.
So could be an unseen key there. They had to import it from America.
Oh, that would be interesting. Now we'll have Japanese trying to import this exclusive key. Or who knows if it's exclusive. So all this talk of keys leads into our main topic, which is Toy Fair! Woo!
Which one out of the four people of this podcast went to?
Exactly. I did. That was me.
I'm just going to smile and nod the whole time, but you can't see me. So... it's just super awkward.
My experience with Toy Fair was secondhand from Eric's Twitter feed.
Hashtag GoGoBerryToyFair.
Hashtag GoGoGetMeSwag.
I'm sorry.
Which AP started.
Sadly, Bandai was very stingy with their swag. Big surprise. Okay, let me just tell you guys about my overall Toy Fair experience.
Right, right.
First, I want to thank my friend Brian, a.k.a. Vast the Stampede. He's been going to Toy Fair for 4 years, covering Nerf blasters and other types of blasters and other toys for his own blog, which is foamfromabove.com. And he invited me to go to Toy Fair to help him take photos and pictures and kind of be his backup. So last year, he actually got kicked out of the Bandai booth because I guess one of the Bandai representatives thought he shouldn't have been there, even though he had the right credentials. So it was this big thing. So that's why he was kind of like, yeah, you're going to handle the Bandai booth. So I was like, sweet. I actually met Umesh, a.k.a. Ranger Crew, there. I met him in person. He's a pretty cool guy. He's doing a lot for the fandom. He did that all on his own dime in terms of traveling out. And then he's a big family man. He's got two kids. So props to him. He actually got an appointment with Bandai before the event I went to, which was the Bandai Collectors event, quote unquote. This was basically just a catch-all for all of the other toy bloggers to go into like one event. And it was really crowded. They fit about 50 people inside, you know, this 15 by 15 Power Rangers section of the big booth. It's kind of like this big toy maze, because from the outside, the Bandai booth is huge, but it's also, you can't see into it. It's like walled off. And this happens a lot at Toy Fair because a lot of the booths are by appointment only. So only toy buyers and press can make appointments and see these booths during these appointment slots. And a lot of this is like trade secret. Like they don't want some information being released before the toys are actually out. An example of this is when I went to the Playmates booth and they kind of took us into the small room that just had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie stuff. And they said, no pictures, no video, nothing. We're just going to show you these. Here's what everything looks like. You can talk about it, but you can't take any pictures. And that happened quite a few times in different areas. So what this collector's event was basically just a tour through Bandai's entire line of different brands. And they started us off with Power Rangers. I actually have the whole video of the Bandai collector's run-through of Power Rangers. That's on my YouTube channel at Trekkie B47. So people can look that up. We did find out some new information. Got to see Legacy Titanus in person, which was freaking awesome. You could tell it was a prototype, though. There were some paint details that were sloppily painted on. So I don't think it was a finished prototype. That's going to be $200. We knew that from Raz, you know, finding that UPC information, and it was either Toys R Us or Target Systems. They showed the Silver Super Mega Force Ranger stuff, his Morpher, the Trident, the Q-Rex, all of that. They showed the armored version of him in the quote-unquote gold mode. And the 5-inch Legendary Rangers line, which there will be 37 Power Rangers from all of the different seasons in this new line. So what are you guys' thoughts on those items?
It's an expensive time to be a fan.
Amen. Because they did say at the event that because of the success of the Legacy line, they will be continuing that into 2015.
Oh, that's so expensive. I'm glad I didn't get the Legacy Megazord because I don't have to worry about collecting those now. And I don't have to worry about Legacy Titanus.
Well, now I do. So yeah. I'm screwed.
The only thing on my horizon as far as the Legacy items are concerned is I still want to get a Dragon Dagger.
Yeah, I got to hold that at the show. It is very nice. It's very heavy. It's awesome. It just to see a video of it does not do it justice.
Yeah.
To actually hold one in your hands, you feel like you're ready to call up the Dragon Zord.
That is my one want right now is the Dragon Dagger.
So it's a great item. AP, are you excited for the Titanium Ranger figure?
Yes. But do you even have to ask?
I feel like I do. No.
He's like the only the only Lightspeed Rangers I don't have are Titanium and the Pink Ranger, so it'll take care of one of my problems.
I missed getting the Titanium Ranger from, like, the 2010 line, whenever that was, because they re-released him recently.
The Super Legends one?
Exactly. I missed getting that one.
I have that. I found it at Kmart, of all places.
Kmart? No one goes there.
I went there once and I was terrified, so I never went back again. Long story.
That's a good reason to get out of there.
What were you terrified of?
It's a very long story. It involved a lot of half-eaten food on the shelf.
Oh,
wow.
It was like a wasteland.
Sounds oddly appropriate.
Really rare Power Ranger figures there.
That's because everyone's afraid, so no one touches anything.
Yeah.
No, it was on the back hook behind a bunch of Star Wars figures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's lucky. But now everyone gets a chance to own these. But still, there's like 37 of these things. My wallet.
Yeah.
My wallet.
Yeah.
There's 37 of them and there's no Silver Space Ranger?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Wow. Aww. There's no... Where's my Phantom Ranger?
Also announced, there will be 2 contests this year related to the Ranger keys. Because as everyone in the Bandai booth said, it's time to unlock the power. That was... They literally had us say that a few times. Like in one big cheer. It was kind of embarrassing. They're like, so what are we going to do? Unlock the power. And it was just, it was awkward.
Oh, that sounds cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Unlock your wallet.
Yeah. Now, there is a slogan that's truth in advertising.
The first contest will be called Morphin Madness, which will be a bracket-style competition where there's going to be 80 slots, and there will be 80 Rangers in these brackets. So they will randomly pair up Rangers against each other, and the fans get to vote who advances to the next round. And the top 5 will be released as a special set. And they will be giving away a gold legendary morpher with these special keys.
So the top 5 will be released as a set?
So yes. Shot in the dark, that top 5 will be all the 5 versions of Tommy.
Aha. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, buddy.
No.
No. Not if we have anything to say about it. I understand Ranger Nation has a lot of love for nostalgia and for Jason David Frank, who, not anything against the guy, he's a great guy. But I am sick to death of Tommy.
Yep.
unless it's like the Black Dino Thunder Ranger, I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, like yeah. Black Dino Thunder, sure. Let's go ahead and put that one in there. But the circle over the Green Ranger is just ridiculous. Yeah. But it's, you know what? It is what it is. Fans love him, so I guarantee that he's going to be somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah. And the example that the marketing rep said, and you can see this in my video for the direct quote, but he's like, oh, yeah, we might have the green Mighty Morphin against someone else. And I'm like, damn it. Like, that's the first one that popped into his mind.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever Ranger is pitted against him is automatically going to lose.
Watch it. Yeah. Watch it be Kelsey. Oh, watch it be Kelsey. My brain will explode.
They would probably go after some easy target that wouldn't even be a threat in their eyes, like, you know, Kelsey, or like another nondescript standard Ranger. They could, like, oh, it's Trip from Time Force. It's going to be
probably, yeah, probably any yellow female Ranger.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. In all of their marketing and commercials, because they showed us marketing video, and they showed us the commercials that were going to be, that are airing on TV right now. Mm-hmm. And even in one of the commercials, it said, collect 60 Ranger keys. So 60 was like the bid number. Like, there would only be 60 Ranger keys for retail. If you do the math with the three Ranger keys that they're doing for these packs, that could be your 60 Rangers right there, in addition to whatever's released through other items. We've seen that there's very little support for the female Rangers. I did get kind of the runaround when I talked to the Bandai rep. I'm like, well, I told him, I said, hey. And it was funny because I was wearing my 119 Heroes shirt that I designed through We Love Fine. And I told him, I said, hey, there are 120 Rangers. You know, you're only releasing half of them through retail. Only 80 of them are going to be featured in the bracket. The excuse I got was, well, our gimmicks are only for 1 year. There's only 1 year for kids to collect this stuff. And I said, well, I have all the Ranger keys from Japan. They released all of them there. And he said, well, yeah, but it took Japan 3 years to release all the keys, and we only have time to do it in one. So I was just getting this runaround.
But you don't have as many keys to release.
Exactly.
If they could do the Legacy line over multiple years, what's stopping them from doing the Ranger keys?
Exactly.
Because that pretty much, that is like, that's a Legacy line in itself almost.
And they don't want to interfere with the Judenshi.
Yeah, they don't, that's the thing, they don't want to interfere with the collectible for the next season. It's just like the Ranger power cards from last year. We saw ones that were never released that should have been. They dropped them from the promo line. The future of the action card game is a toss-up because of the distribution with Series 4 and them re-releasing a bunch of cards for Series 5. So a lot of people are just speculating that that whole line is dead now.
I never even saw it in stores after Series 2.
Yeah. There was nothing about the cards at Toy Fair or anything, was there, Eric?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so.
After he told me, oh, well, we're only focusing on one thing, one collectible, you know, a year in terms of, like, the gimmicks, I guess. And this, if you read Bandai Japan's fiscal report from 2013, they mention that gimmicks are, like, their driving force to tie into all of the different products for a show. And that's the strategy even in Kamen Rider, like with the Lockseeds, the Ranger Keys, the Zudenshi. And that's why a lot of people are speculating that GoBusters line wasn't financially successful because it didn't have a quote-unquote gimmick to go with it.
Going back to what you had said about, we don't have enough time to release them all. Well, if you had made Super Mega Force a full season of itself, you would have had plenty of time to release all the Ranger keys.
Right.
But the decision to say, we're going to take two completely unrelated seasons and mash them together, that hurt in the long run, I think.
Because they just proved with the Dino Charge thing that they can skip a season
if they
really wanted to.
Well, we don't know, though, what the circumstances might have been different, because obviously we don't know for sure, but I really, really want to believe that Saban wanted to do Gokaiger at first. They wanted to skip Gosager, but Toei wouldn't let them. I really want to believe that, but
now I think why Toei might be giving them a pass on GoBusters is because of the financials And you can see that in those fiscal reports. GoBusters did horrible, but with Kiruger, their sales were record-breaking for the merchandise of that show. So it almost makes sense that Toei or Bandai Japan might say, we'll give you a pass on GoBusters.
I say GoBusters. Which, by the way, speaking of GoBusters, I'm going to go off on a tangent here. Remember when, like, the early reports of GoBusters was like, yeah, they're going to be
fighting ghosts,
and everyone was like, yeah. Oh, Ghostbuster Sentai, like, that's going to be awesome, and they're like, oh yeah, no, it's spies. The name is just incidental.
Really?
And here's the thing, you're skipping over a show that has more Mighty Morphin Power Ranger references from the Sentai than anything before. It's morphing time. Like, really? You're going to skip the one Sentai series that has its morphing time as a call?
There's something of a, there's some kind of delicious irony in that, I think.
Yeah, maybe they just thought they couldn't adapt the Buddyroids.
I think that's BS. If they can adapt a talking dog as a head of a space organization, I think they can adapt three robots that run around. That's what I was told at Toy Fair, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Weren't you told, though, that the Ranger Key packs that they're releasing were also focusing on Rangers that were, like, significant to that season, which is...
Yeah, that was another thing they said. They said that they were using the Ranger Keys and the Ranger Key packs to introduce kids to the legendary Rangers of the past.
Is that what Netflix is for?
Yeah. But that doesn't give them a pass to skip over female Rangers.
The news, I think, that really bummed me out was at the beginning of this, they had announced, oh yeah, we're going to do, you know, Ranger Key blind bags where we'll have, you know, a key or two in a blind pack that you can buy. And
yeah, and Raz even found the UPC listing for those. Mm-hmm. But now at this event, they're like, nope, no blind packs.
Yeah, which to me, that would have been a great way to release, you know, okay, here's the female Ranger Keys, or here's the this. Granted, it's not the best solution, but it's still a better solution than not doing anything at all.
And another thing,
they could have just put the full team in one pack.
Yeah,
exactly. Because Japan, in their DX key sets, they had all five Rangers, mm-hmm. and it was at the same price point that is released here. So they could have, for the same release pack, because our Ranger Keys are smaller and obviously use less plastic, so they're less costly to produce. Don't see any excuse that would serve to explain why we only get three packs.
There's really no logic to it, and the only thing that they can, you know, that I can really think of is just that they wanted to get the Boy Rangers out there, but even that's kind of weird because of Tanya in the Zeo.
Right. Tori in the Ninja Storm.
Mm.
So
I figured they just kind of thought she was a they didn't pay attention.
If you notice, they didn't paint skirts on any of the female keys.
Even though the demo keys at last year's San Diego Comic-Con had skirt lines. It's strange. They also mentioned that there would be exclusives at San Diego Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, and Power Morphicon. So whether these are exclusive Ranger keys, because we already know that there's a Power Morphicon phrase in the Legendary Morpher, so you know they're planning something as an exclusive for that.
And there's an exclusive phrase, isn't there?
The exclusive phrase. It says Power Morphicon.
No, but there's another phrase that just says exclusive, I thought.
Maybe. I'll have to play around with my Legendary Morpher.
Because I think it was listed on a Ranger Crew somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure, yeah.
So there you go. They're planning exclusives, which in my book I think it's the wrong way to go, unless they're going to make it widely available down the line. While the Gold Morpher was a CDC exclusive, it eventually saw a retail release. But not all fans can go to CDC, not all fans can go to New York Comic Con, and not all fans can go to Power Morphicon.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they do release exclusive keys that aren't available in retail through these events, I think it's a big missed opportunity and a slap in the face to collectors.
Yeah.
They keep saying that only the Legendary line is for fans, but I think the keys are for fans. Are for the adult fans, but I don't know a lot of adult fans collecting the keys.
Yeah, not everyone can afford to get the whole collection of Japanese and import the Japanese Ranger keys. Last year, that cost me a shit ton. But that's me. I'm a diehard collector. I knew that Bandai would screw up the keys when they brought them to America. I knew it because this is what Bandai does. They release it differently. It's not like the 90s where we got everything is the same molds.
The thing is, though, the keys themselves, the look of them, the functionality of them, that doesn't bother me that much. But it's what they're releasing and how they're releasing it is that bothers me.
And I agree, because the Ranger keys are such a fun item. You're representing every single Power Ranger. And if you're going to do that, then release every single Power Ranger as a key. You can do it, Bandai. You have the power. Unlock the power of your brains and make it a super mega win.
Get dollar in the jar. Dollar in the jar.
One last thing to note at the Bandai Collectors event. They did say that there would be more import, aka Nippon editions, incoming. So it's going to be a staggered release. Last year we got the Samurai Megazord, and this year we will be getting the Gosei Megazord import version. And then next year will be the Legendary Megazord,
which is
the Gokaio.
Which is awesome, because I'm totally going to get the Gokaio.
Yeah, me too. I don't have that one yet. So, and any other thoughts on Bandai's collector event? Oh, I didn't talk about the other thing. So, I didn't talk about the other contests. So, in addition to the Morphin Madness, there's also going to be the Unlock the Power Sweepstakes, which is going to run from August 1st to December 31st. And they actually gave us a one sheet for this. So I'm just going to read from this. Fall 2014 Consumer Promotion Unlock the Power Sweepstakes. Two ways to win. Scan your Ranger key for an instant win, or enter the sweepstakes for a chance to win the grand prize, which is a walk-on role on an upcoming episode of Power Rangers. So fans can instantly win Super Megaforce prizes when they scan the app. So if they scan the app, if you scan a key, it'll tell you if you're an instant winner or not. And you can scan any key in the Bandai Super Megaforce toy line.
Interesting.
So it's only available in U.S. and Canada, and there it is.
And that doesn't sound like a contest for kids. That sounds more like one for the adult fans.
It does, especially the whole walk-on roll part, because there's no disclaimers or anything on this sheet saying, like, an age range or anything like that.
And usually there is if it's just for kids.
Right. Like, you must be under 12 to win, or under 15 or something to win this walk-on roll.
That's interesting. I'm thankful I've only bought a couple of keys so far, so I just wait to scan any more keys I buy until that contest goes on.
That's the thing that people are wondering about, because it's like, well, can I scan them or now? Even at the event, they were saying, oh, look, you can use the app and scan it, and you can morph into your Ranger. Well, does scanning a key, one key once, mean that key is ineligible for this contest? They weren't really clear on that.
They'll probably release the finer details when we get closer to the actual contest date.
Yeah, because that's still 6 months away, according to this.
I wonder if anybody will be like they did with the cards, if they take a picture or scan codes on the keys themselves and people can scan them that way.
Oh, yeah, like scanning a picture of a key, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be interesting. So,
'cause I know you can scan the cards that way.
Right. I'm sure there'll be lots of fun ways that fans will figure out how to hack this. So, anyway, moving on. Tamashii Nations. Nothing new to report. They only had the MMPR Rangers on display. There was also a shelf that had a whole line of finalized retail versions. So I did see the Thunder Rangers packaging there. Yeah, but the only things on display behind the glass case were the full MMPR team.
Were there no pictures allowed of the packaging for the Ninja Storm Rangers?
Well, those are already out. So that's already been released. People weren't really taking pictures of them just because it is already out.
Okay. Remind me then.
No, it's okay. There is also what I thought was kind of interesting. Kamen Rider Kabuto was on display. His figure art.
That's, yeah, pretty interesting.
In before Power Rider. Troll Kid.
That was super mega lame.
That dollar in the jar.
And they also had the Masked Rider figure art, or Kamen Rider Black RX. So those were present in the display booth.
Did he come with Furbus or no?
No Furbus. Thank God.
There should be a coin in the jar for that.
Yeah, coin in the jar. And then they had all the other things. They had the Super Mario ones on display, which was really cool. They had all the Sailor Moon ones except Jupiter there. They had the prop, what they're calling the Proplica line, which is Sailor Moon's wand, and that looked gorgeous. Also, Aliens and Predator figure arts. They also had a Michael Jackson from one of his videos.
Smooth Criminal video.
Smooth Criminal, that's
right. Yeah.
I saw pictures of that on the toy board on 4chan, and I was like, wait, what? Really? And I clicked on the image, and it's, you know, it's Michael Jackson in his, like, white tuxedo,
yep,
where he's leaning forward.
And that's the thing. When I first walked by that booth, I saw this leaning figure art. I'm like, oh my God, did they mess up the display somehow? And when I got closer, yeah. I literally, walking by the booth, I literally thought, oh my God, that figure's going to fall down.
You know, I've got to say that I'm intrigued by that idea for a line, music arts. Well, I guess it's
Daft Punk.
Yeah, because Daft Punk, and one that I suggested, it wasn't on any of the surveys that they did, what, Kiss. I mean, am I the only one that...
Oh my God, a Kiss line of figure arts? That'd be incredible.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Not to turn this into a Kiss discussion.
Well, I'm going to be throwing my money everywhere anyways, so whatever. Bluefin, Tamashi, nothing, no new Ranger prototypes were seen at the show.
Aw.
Yeah. Moving on to Mega Bloks, I got a tour of Mega Bloks from Tim, who is the social media manager at Mega Bloks. Got to see Halo, Call of Duty, but also Super Megaforce Mega Bloks. And they had the Legendary Megazord, Q-Rex Megazord, and the Ultra Legendary Megazord on display. These are much smaller than the big Mega Bloks Megazords of the past. These are about 6 inches tall and more maneuverable. Those were on display, and I guess those were to give kids more playability with the action line.
Fact that they were so small?
Yeah, that they're more like action figure size with the Megazords.
Man, I just wanted like a big Lego Gokai Galleon or Ultimate Builder.
Well, you will get a huge skyship in the Skyship and versus Damaras set. Two spaceships fighting in the clouds, and that's going to be one set. And the Skyship is, I would say, about maybe 7 inches long, and it's kind of tall, too, because it's got plastic sails that are bendable. And nice. It's a great looking ship.
That's also really a set good. I'd be interested in picking up.
Does it have pop out cannons? No.
Well, there were cannons on the side.
Oh, that's awesome.
There will be Legendary Rangers in sets and blind packs. So I saw Mystic Force Red, Lost Galaxy Red. I think for the Legendary Rangers, they're only focusing on the reds.
Of course.
Oh.
Why not a line of yellows? Come on.
I know. We've got two yellow fans here.
Yeah.
And they will also have a collectible Super Megaforce set similar to the MMPR set that they released. But what makes this set unique is that on the base, I'd say 5x4 rectangular base, that has actual printed image of the Super Megaforce team printed onto the brick base.
Oh, wow.
So I guess it's this new technology that they're experimenting with. And that will be unique to this set.
Yeah. Wow.
They're pretty cool.
Nice.
Something that no one else has covered, aha, exclusive.
Exclusive Ranger Command. Aha,
is from Jazzwares. Jazzwares does the line of branded headphones and electronics. So, like, I'm sure you guys have seen in Toys R Us, like, Samurai headphones that they did for kids. And for adults, they're actually kind of big. So they had a Super Megaforce line set up that had Super Megaforce headphones and, like, a dock type of speaker system, and also, like, a regular boombox for kids. Unfortunately, pictures were not allowed because all of the items were still in the process of pending licensor approval. So, unfortunately, I could not take any pictures of that, but I can talk about it.
Are those the ones that Sierra wears when she's doing ADR?
I don't think so.
No?
Again, I don't know what they look like because I haven't seen anything, but if they had the Gokaiger key and crossbones with the swords on the side, I would totally buy that.
I think you may be in luck.
I think you need that.
Finally, there is a company called Loyal Subjects, and they are releasing a mini 2.5-inch tall mini vinyl figures of Mighty Morphin in addition to some of the enemies like Lord Zedd and Rita and Goldar. What's interesting is the Rangers have removable helmets, and you can see their faces inside. The only problem with this is that they're $10 each, but they're also blind packs, and some of them are super rare. I know Tommy from the packaging I saw was a 1 in 64 chance of pulling him. And for a $10 a piece box, I think that's a little bit too risky of a purchase for me.
That's really high price point for a blind pack, yeah.
Yeah.
For one figure.
Yeah.
But you can get Tommy.
Well, similarly...
Yeah, if you pay $640.
Well, similarly, I'm into HeroClix, which is a sort of blind thing, and they were doing team-based figures and vehicle figures that, again, you don't know what you're buying, and that was $15, $20.
Wow.
So something like that can be successful, but it's a big risk for the consumer.
Yeah, and this, the packaging and the look of the figures, from what I saw at the show, it's definitely aimed for that high-end vinyl figure collector.
Mm-hmm.
As cool as I think they looked, and they came with the weapons, and the fact that you can remove their helmet and it's their face, even with all of that, I know the collector in me would want to get the full set, otherwise why bother?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's just too much of a gamble to start collecting those.
We may luck out in that there may be some sort of identifying code on the packaging.
No, in my experience with these types of vinyl packs, they are truly blind.
Wow.
There have been other series that I've collected in these same style vinyl figure lines, and they are truly blind packs, unless you're opening up the packaging and looking inside. Yeah.
Which, judging by the Ranger keys, people will be.
Which is unfortunate, because I've seen that far too many times in the stores I've been to.
Me too.
Again, I think that since this is a higher-end line, these won't be released in wide retail. It'll probably be like a comic book shop or exclusive toy, small niche vinyl retailers. Granted, some retailers will pre-open the boxes, and depending on the rarity, will adjust the price. So instead of paying $10 for a chance at Tommy, you may be paying $30 just to get Tommy outright. Wow. So it's a very price-driven market.
Yeah.
So wait until you buy the like $500 complete set on eBay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do, I won't.
But they did look cute. The little mini Goldar looked hilarious. even though it was just a concept drawing of him, they didn't have the actual figure. With the style of all the other Rangers, I mean, they're very cute. I may pick up a couple just to see which ones I get and then call it a day.
I just love how the Billy drawing looked nothing like him.
I was going to say that. I thought I was the only one that thought that.
And he's like completely blonde, and I'm like, Billy wasn't really blonde ever.
It's the Draco Malfoy Ranger.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. And it was interesting because they said that there's like a quote-unquote mystery ranger, but they used the silhouette of the blue ranger with his weapon. So I don't know if they just used that as a placeholder or what. So I'm calling it right now, though. It's probably the white ranger, so whatever.
Maybe it's a Billy that actually looks like Billy.
That's your rare mystery figure. Hey, guys, I'm back. And he didn't even have glasses.
No, it's... It was season two, Billy.
Yeah. No one cares about that.
It's movie Billy.
Movie Billy.
Yeah, there you go.
Troll say.
No.
So in a nutshell, for Power Rangers, I think Toy Fair was successful. Bandai, they certainly know how to present things. And I'm really excited for the Legacy line, but I think there's a huge missed opportunity with the Ranger Keys. And that's kind of my final word on that. I think that the excuses that I got don't justify what we're getting.
It's being mishandled horribly.
Yeah, I think so too. If this is truly celebrating the anniversary season, then let's release every Ranger. Japan figured out a way to do it, so why can't America?
I mean, it's like you can't even get all the main Rangers. Forget about, you know, Blue Centurion and people like that, you know. Forget all about them.
And it would have completely eliminated that whole we only have 1 year to do it thing.
Exactly. So who knows? The Ranger Key may expand into the Legacy line, and we may get, like, full metallic sets for, like, $100 and have all the Rangers in one time.
And they're made out of real metal. And
yeah. Wow.
They really start your car.
So now we turn to our next segment, which is Ranger Nation Answers. We asked, what new Power Ranger toys are you most looking forward to? So I'm actually going to turn that to all of you guys. What are you guys looking forward to the most?
Lightspeed Rescue.
Anything Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, yes. Give me that legacy Titanium Morpher. Come on.
Yeah, let's get a Legacy Rescue Morpher.
Made out of real titanium.
Exactly. Whoa. Exclusive plated San Diego Comic-Con edition.
Made out of real titanium and solar panels.
And we'll have Raz actually go to a gold dealer and see if it's made out of real titanium.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Zach, how about you?
For me, it's just got to be that Legacy Dragon Dagger. That's the only thing I really want. As far as the stuff that was announced at Toy Fair, more Ranger Keys, always more Ranger Keys. And I'm really interested in the import edition Gokaio.
And how about you, Chris?
It's not something that was announced, but the idea that we could have more Legacy items beyond, you know, Mighty Morphin. So anything Legacy, not Mighty Morphin, I guess.
That's the thing I'm most excited for. I really want them to expand the line. You know it's going to happen. You know they're going to have a Legacy Saba.
And I would buy that.
I would buy that too, especially if it has Tony Oliver's voicing it.
That would be awesome.
Get Tony Oliver back. Have him go,
activate the Tiger Zord.
Activate the Tiger Zord. In that weird accent that he had. let's see the Legacy Saba. But after that, no more Mighty Morphin. Let's do Legacy SPD Morpher or something.
Oh, like seriously, like a Legacy Titanium Morpher.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
My God, a die-cast Titanium Morpher? I would buy like 20 of those.
That would be like 10 pounds on your wrist.
Have you seen what they go for on eBay? The Titanium Morpher?
A mint and box one just went for like over, like around $200.
You gotta be kidding me.
You know, as much flack as the season gets, give me a Legacy Turbo Morpher.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Just, hey, Bandai, listen, if you're listening to this podcast, which no one from Bandai is.
How do you know?
I don't know.
They could be. You might have made an impression at Toy Fair.
The entire Bandai team is just sitting in chairs just listening to us.
They're hanging on our every word.
Okay, don't troll say me, guys. why don't they do just a Legacy line of Morphers?
Yes.
Every season.
Please. Yes, yes, yes.
Die-cast Morpher every season. Just do it.
Turbo in space. The Xenizers.
That would be amazing. With, like, the crystal thing that it had.
Oh, yeah.
With interchangeable Zeo crystals.
Yes.
Boom. Done.
Mm. Oh, so much want.
So, if they indeed, and the reason that they stated why they're doing more Legacy items was because, newsflash, they sold really well. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
See, that's weird to me because I see shelf-warming,
those helmets are shelf-warming big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw 10 of those when I went to Toys R Us tonight, just sitting on the shelf.
That is the only thing I've ever seen at Toys R Us. Like, legacy-wise. The only thing.
That's the only thing you've ever seen at Toys R Us?
The only thing.
I've seen Doctor Who toys before. Oh, you meant on Power Rangers. Oh,
the legacy items.
No, that's just like the Toys R Us, and it's the only thing. It's legacy.
It's legacy helmets R Us.
Troll say
strikes again.
The thing I'm most looking forward to, aside from the Dragon Dagger, because come on, I'm getting that tomorrow. But it's got to be Titanus. As soon as I get the Dragon Zord and Titanus, I have no idea where I'm going to put that, because that is going to be massive. That's going to be larger than the Legacy Power Rangers helmet DVD collection. I saw how big Titanus was at Toy Fair. If you had the Ultra Zord, like with the Dragon Zord and the everything else together, that thing is going to be massive. I have no idea where I'm going to put this, but I'm going to love every second trying to figure out where.
I just thought of something that brings up, depending on how far Bandai is planning ahead. If they get past season 2, Titanus comes back, so he could be
for the Ultra, for the Ninja Zords.
Yeah.
Or the Thunder Zords. Oh my god. Stop giving them ideas. No,
Ninja Zords. Thunder Zords was Tor the Shuttle Zord.
Yeah.
Oh, Legacy Tor.
Oh god.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh no. I'm going to donate a couple kidneys.
Yep. I'm going to sell as much blood as humanly possible.
Yep.
I will sell my soul on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to start
a mega jar.
I may start having to work, you know, 3 other jobs, but it'll be fine.
Yep.
Someday I'll win the lottery. So now we're turning it over to Ranger Nation, and we got quite a lot of responses. So I'm going to try to power through this in a super mega way.
Dollar in the jar.
Power on.
So Martz, the PGH gamer at Pittsburgh Gamer, said, "I'm not looking for any particulars, but I hope they may make a White Ranger Mega Bloks figure. Would make sense."
That would make sense, yeah.
Because
if it makes sense, then Bandai's not going to do it.
Oh,
no.
Shots fired.
No, it's
hashtag shots fired.
It's Mega Bloks, though, so you don't know.
Yeah, Mega Bloks, they're cool people.
Yeah.
So, moving on, George Hansen Jr., a.k.a. Silurian Ranger on Twitter.
Hi, George. Sorry.
Hey, George. Woo!
Hey!
Hey.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm most looking forward to the Command Center playset with Tensei. Oh, yeah. And even more legendary action heroes, mostly Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers. They did not have the Command Center playset at Toy Fair, sad to say.
I wasn't even aware there was going to be such a thing.
There was a toy listing. I forgot. I think it was Raz who found it, of course, that announced that there's going to be a Command Center playset, and it's going to have an exclusive Tenso figure.
Hmm. Am I dreaming, or did we see a picture of the Tenso figure?
No, you're dreaming, because I didn't see it. I would have been all over that.
That was just Wally.
You know what? I think it was Troll Say happening.
Oh, no, I saw those Mars pictures. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was... it was the Jade Rabbit that is alive again.
Moving on, Jeffrey Long at Slushy Man on Twitter. I'm not much of a toy collector, but I do love pirate stuff. So the sword and pistol may find its way into my geek room.
I gotta agree. Pirate stuff is awesome. I'm playing Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag right now, and I'm loving it.
Why are you playing it? We're recording a podcast.
Well, not right now. Troll say
strikes again.
Ghost say, why are we pirates? Maybe there's a very good explanation.
Because, Rangers, I pirated Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger and liked the idea.
Oh.
I spent all these money importing them from Japan.
Yeah.
The Strange Music Box at Scott Finney said, Q-Rex Megazord, Silver Ranger's Trident Spear, Silver Ranger Morpher, etc. Oh, and the Dino Thunder Red figure, need. I think we all need a little Connor in our lives.
Yeah, with an ER.
Yeah. PR Unreleased Music at PR Unreleased said Legacy Titanus would be silly not to. Yeah, if you have $200 you can just fling to Bandai.
That's so expensive.
It really is, but oh god. And I'm trying to save for Paramorphicon. Come on, people.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
No, it is happening. I already have the ticket, so that will happen. There you go. Kyle at Deadpool_Ranger said definitely the 5-inch figures. Darren Moser at Dr. Sci-Fi, he runs the Dr. Sci-Fi podcast, which covers a whole broad range of sci-fi topics. And I was on the Power Rangers episode that he did. I was a guest host on that. Plug over. He said, Ranger keys to unlock the power, which Bandai would be very happy with him because that's all they said at the booth.
Yeah.
Michael Poole at Pooley9874 said Legacy Titanus and Dragonzord. Gee, I wonder what people want in the Legacy line. Mm-hmm. Darth Thanasio, LRTB_III, said three, but whatever. Yeah. Titanus. Please don't die, Chris. Titanus. That baby looks beautiful. I'm willing to pay the price because it looks so majestic.
It is pretty majestic.
I have to agree. And seeing it in person, pictures do not do this thing justice. And they said no one could touch it. So I don't know what parts are going to be die-cast.
Yeah.
It had a chain, right?
It did have a chain.
Okay.
It had a chain.
It was off the chain. Oh!
Ranger Memes at Ranger Memes said, looking forward to getting the legendary Megazord and Morpher here in the United Kingdom. Legacy Dragonzord too. They're greetings from the UK. Linear Ranger at Linear Ranger, so he's another great member of Ranger Nation. He said the remaining keys, Legacy Dragonzord and Titanus, Turbo Falcon, Q-Rex, and Super Mega Cannon. Well, that seems like a Super Mega win. Super Mega.
Now you have enough money to buy Titanus.
Yeah.
Yes! Did it! Razzle Dazzle at Razzle 1337 said Die Ranger keys,
which is a total possibility now,
and a total troll say because he just said that today.
Oh, well, there you go.
After the news, Titanus, Turbo Falcon, Super Mega Cannon, Q-Rex, Dragon Zord. So pretty much every single Zord out there.
Yeah, Zords are awesome. And you know what? God, that Titanus does look good, but there's no way I'm going to be able to afford that $200 price point.
Yeah, with Power Morphicon, I'm really hoping Titanus is released towards Christmas so I can like throw a work bonus at it or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Like I said, all my money is saved for when I go to Japan next month, and that is going to be all my money right there.
You could probably pick up a Minton Box King Brachion from Jew Ranger for less than that over there.
Probably. That is Rangers Talking Toy Fair. So, Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. Have questions? Email us at rangercommandph@gmail.com or check us out at rangercommand.com. This is Eric, also known as Tricky247.
AP.
Who are you?
I don't even know who I am. AP, also known as Secret Ranger Fan.
And Zach, also known as the Cinema Slob.
With special guest,
Chris as Mr. Yellow.
Woohoo! Woo. So thank you guys for listening, and stay tuned for next time on Ranger Command. Goodbye, everybody.
Woo. Bye.
We did it.
Toy Fair.
Yeah. Okay. And cut.
And stop.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphing Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at RangerCommandPH and like us on Facebook.com/RangerCommandPowerHour.
Hi, this is Jeff from the 12A Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please make sure to check out more on 4EdRadio.com.